Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. Now, let's talk about something that haunts almost every single one of us at some point: fear and anxiety. I mean, who hasn't felt their heart racing before a big presentation or woken up in the middle of the night worrying about tomorrow? It's totally normal. But here's the thing. Fear and anxiety don't have to control our lives. We can learn to manage them, to actually use them as fuel for growth and happiness. And that's what we're diving into today. Think of it like this. Fear is a powerful energy, right? It gets us pumped up before a competition or makes sure we don't walk into traffic. But when it becomes constant, nagging worry, it starts to hijack our joy, steals our peace, and keeps us stuck in place. That's where Stoicism comes in, offering ancient wisdom for modern-day struggles. So, what are some key takeaways from the Stoics about conquering fear and anxiety? First off, remember that you can't control everything. Ever felt like life was throwing punches left and right? You know that feeling when plans go haywire or unexpected challenges pop up? That's life, folks. The Stoics taught us to focus on what we can control: our thoughts, our reactions, our choices. Instead of dwelling on the things outside our grasp, let's channel our energy into making wise decisions and facing challenges head on. Next up, practice mindfulness. Being present in this moment, right here, right now, can be a game changer. When anxiety starts swelling, gently bring your attention back to your breath, to the feel of your feet on the ground, to the sound around you. This helps quiet the mental chatter and create space for clarity. Think of it like hitting the pause button on that runaway train of worry. Thirdly, challenge those negative thoughts. Often, our anxieties stem from irrational fears or catastrophic thinking. What if I fail? What if everything goes wrong? Sound familiar? The Stoics would say, hold up a minute. Ask yourself. Is this thought truly realistic? What's the evidence to support it? And what's the worst that could actually happen? By questioning those automatic negative thoughts, we can start to reframe them in a more positive and empowering light. Now, let's talk about action. Remember, doing something, even if it feels small, can help break free from fear's grip. Ever felt paralyzed by procrastination because of anxiety? The Stoics would say, just start. Take that first step, no matter how tiny it seems. Maybe it's writing a page in your journal, taking a walk outside, or reaching out to a friend. Each small action builds momentum and helps you regain control. Finally, remember, this happiness isn't the absence of fear or anxiety, but rather our ability to find peace and contentment even amidst those challenges. The Stoics believe that true happiness comes from living in accordance with nature, focusing on what is within our control, and practicing virtue. Let me tell you a story. I once had this huge presentation at work. My palms were sweating, my heart was racing. My mind was playing out every possible scenario, most of them disastrous. But then I remembered the Stoic wisdom about focusing on what I can control: my preparation, my delivery, my attitude. So, I took a few deep breaths, reminded myself to be present in the moment, and focused on delivering the best presentation I could. And guess what? It went amazingly well. Afterward, people came up to me saying how clear and engaging I was. The view was still there, but it didn't define my experience. So, let's recap. Focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, challenge those negative thoughts, take action, and remember that happiness is a journey, not a destination. You are capable of overcoming your fears and anxieties, finding inner peace, and living a more fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your experiences with fear and anxiety in the comments below. What strategies have helped you manage those feelings? What's one small step you can take today to move towards a more peaceful and empowered you? Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.